Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Once again, for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu for your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. That's ConcordiaCardinals.com. Or you can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or your Android. And of course, there's this show every Wednesday. We're back. Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. And speaking of back, football's almost back. And to add to the conversation we had with quarterback Seth Suda is offensive coordinator Andrew Rohde. Andrew, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Ira. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you back on the show. And amazingly enough, here we are, another season with you here at Concordia. And I know you guys are excited, itching to get going. I want to follow up a couple things Seth started with later on in the interview, but I want to start with you. Because I asked him about the weapons that he has around him as a quarterback, who's excited about and whatnot. And not only did he not mention names, and he was more about by position group, but he actually started with the offensive line. And I don't think I've ever asked somebody, player, coach, about weapons on offense and have him start with the offensive line, but that's a smart quarterback.
That's right, he is. And I think that just kind of speaks to the culture of who we are as an offense. We know that everything starts up front, whether we are running the football or throwing the football, it all starts with the guys up front.
And obviously that's important. So take us through who's going to be anchoring that offensive line for you this year.
Ed Murhai is kind of one of the unquestioned leaders of the offensive line. He's done a great job for the last little bit with us. Nathan Gifford is a returning starter. He'll play center for us. He's got tons and tons of game experience. And then Derrickel Jones is moving to left guard. He played left tackle for us last year. We'll move him down to the guard spot this year. And he has had an amazing physical transformation over the last about 9 months and put himself in a spot where he is faster, more athletic, he's stronger, and he is going to be a nasty offensive lineman for four quarters every weekend.
It's always exciting to have that guy to anchor the front. How much experience, what's the depth like for the offensive line this year?
The experience coming back, that's been really good. We've had a couple injuries here and there, and so we've had to kind of bounce guys around a little bit, and so we're playing a couple of young guys that have stepped in and beat out some older guys that are, they're very talented young guys, and they're still learning and growing. So we're excited about the offensive line this year and everything that is going to be coming in the future with these guys.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback position. We did have Seth on, and he has played about half the games over the last 3 years, and Tyler's played a lot of snaps as well. Talk about that battle between those guys. Seth was talking about how much better it makes each other by having that competition, and that you talk about having basically every day is an audition and a job interview. Talk about that quarterback battle and also some of the younger guys that are behind those two upperclassmen.
Yeah, those guys are just fierce, fierce competitors, and it doesn't matter if they're playing football or a pickup game of basketball or they're sitting in meetings together. Those guys are just always getting after it and competing with each other. But they're and at the same time, they're great friends. So that's something that has been really special and really kind of set a piece of the culture in the offense. Is it's a group of guys that love each other but that compete against each other really, really hard. So Seth's done a great job. Tyler's had a solid camp, and we're excited about what those guys bring to the offense with this season coming up.
It's always nice to have some young blood behind them. You do have to plan for the future, though. And obviously having two seniors to be able to lead that offense, the amount of experience they have, it's a luxury going into the season. There aren't that many teams. I don't care if you're talking about high school, NCAA, NAIA, even NFL. You generally don't have a lot of teams where you have two quarterbacks that have played the amount of snaps, the percentage of snaps for a team from the previous couple of seasons that you have in Seth and Tyler. So that's a really good thing. The other thing, so I asked Seth also about the wide receivers. He talked about having confidence in his wide receivers, that there's a lot of playmakers out there. Tell us about them.
Yeah, I think the guys that we've got returning, Herm has obviously been one of our top guys the last couple of years. He's had a strong camp and is physically ready to rock, and I think he's going to have an outstanding season coming up, especially with the work that he's put in with the quarterbacks and the time that those guys have had throwing together. Bryant Hudson's another guy that will kind of anchor part of the receiving core as he is another big play threat that kind of really started to come on strong towards the end of last season. So we're excited about what all those guys are going to do out there. I think there's a lot of weapons. And Davenport is going to be a great challenge for us. They've got some great defensive backs and corners and safeties, and some strong inside and outside linebackers. So I think it's going to be a tough battle for our guys to create separation and get open and make plays on those guys. But it's, you know, that's what our guys love, and that's what we're hungry for, is we want to play guys that are the best and guys that are really going to challenge us, because that's what is really, really fun.
And the best friend of a passing game, of course, is a running game. And Seth was talking about having some power back there, some shiftiness back there. Of course, the quarterbacks run as well. Talk about your run game.
Well, that is that's kind of the core of our offense, is we want to be a team that pounds the rock and gets after people offensively and in the run game especially. Joe Connor's coming back. He's a powerful, strong running back, had a phenomenal offseason, so he is physically just in top shape and ready to go. He's elusive, he's powerful, he's strong, he can break tackles. He's really a really smart guy, has started to understand the offense in much greater detail and much greater depth through this offseason. And then there's guys like Joe Duff and Ashton Gray, who played a little bit last year. Joe Duff played a little bit last year towards the end of the season. He'll be coming back, and I think he's going to make his mark this season and have a breakout season. Ashton Gray has been a steady performer. He started a bunch of games, played a lot of snaps at the running back's position, and he'll be a senior, so this is his final year. And when you have a guy like that, he's just steady, consistent, and a really good running back that you can just rely on. It's great to have depth at that position because it is a tough spot, and with how much we run the football, you need a stable of horses that are going to be able to get after it. And when one gets banged up, the next guy's got to step in, and we can't have any drop-off.
Yeah, football's probably like most sports. There's a lot of copycat going on, and you see back in the day, it used to always be about the elite number one running back at the NFL or in college, and then you probably didn't even know who the backups were. Now you probably know who the backup running backs are at 90% of the NFL teams and half of the major programs in college football, because you need a stable back there, whether it's because you want to pound the rock or doing different things out of the backfield. Different guys have different skill sets. You like to have different looks coming out of the backfield. So looking forward to seeing what those running backs, but also those wide receivers to go along with those quarterbacks, what that offense is going to look like this year. I know that you have high expectations for the continued development of the offense, and you've probably seen some of that in practice. So I want to ask, based on from the beginning of fall camp to now, have you seen things that maybe you weren't expecting out of your crew, out of your guys, that maybe there are things that they can do, or maybe things that you want to scale back at least for now?
It's interesting. So every season, whether it's a spring ball season or whether it's the fall season, the team is always a little bit different, because when you hit spring ball, like when we had this last spring ball, all the seniors had graduated, so that crew was all gone. And that's a different team, and so that group has a special skill set. And then when you get into fall, you've got 2.5 or 3 weeks to really figure out who are your freshmen, which of those guys can step in and contribute early on. And then the personality of the team, it's still, strongly built around the seniors and the older guys, but the freshmen start adding their personality in. So it's really unique every time we have a brand new team. And sometimes it's tough to figure out exactly what is this team going to be good at, who can we be, how can we define ourselves, and what kind of offensive schematics do we want to run to really be a special team. So I think camp has been a great determining factor to figure out exactly where we want to go with the offense. I think there will be some new directions that we're going to head, which I won't really dive into right now, but there's definitely going to be some new things that we dive into this fall that we haven't done as much in the past. But the core of our offense is still going to be the same, and we are going to try and get after teams and go after them and be as aggressive as we possibly can in the run game and the pass game as well.
Well said by a coach, and we'll get some of your thoughts on those things after you unveil them on the football field, so they are not we don't want to give away any surprises. We don't do that here on Cardinals Corner on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. We like to keep surprises for the opponents, because that's half the battles, to stay one step ahead. So I do have to ask you about this as well, because you guys, your offense goes against the defense in practice just about every day. How are the defensive guys looking?
They are good. It is a very, very talented group, especially up front. It is tough. I mean, we love to run the football, and we feel like we're a pretty good running team, and it is a battle every single day. We get an inside run in team periods to try and run the football against our defense. They are really, really tough. So I love that part about our defense because it's a team effort to try and win a game on Saturday, and it frustrates the heck out of me during the week when we struggle to run the football sometimes against our own guys.
I've heard the phrase many, many times recently, iron sharpens iron, and that's obviously true. The case going on down there with you guys at Concordia as well. Exciting stuff as the season's about to get underway. I said this to Seth, and he got all excited. I'll say it to you. I'm sure you will as well. The season opens tomorrow.
It's amazing.
We spent a long time, whether it's counting down or preparing or this, that, and the other thing, and finally you can say for you guys, for Concordia Cardinals, the season opens tomorrow. You head to Davenport for that game. Tell us a little bit about Davenport.
They are a tough team. They play tough. They play a very physical, fast brand of football. It is a very, very aggressive style of defense where they are, a heavy penetrating D-line and linebackers. I mean, it's aggressive. They are coming after you. They're not a bend-but-don't-break defense. They are trying to break the offense and get after people. And I also know Coach McEwen out there, it's going to be his first season, so, you know, their personality is probably going to change a little bit, but I would imagine, I mean, it's the same defensive players for the most part. Those guys are going to get after it. I do know they have a couple new transfers in that seem like they're going to be very talented guys. And so, you know, it's going to be a great battle. I know our guys are very, very excited to get after those guys and play against some very high-level competition to open up the season.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We're looking forward to seeing you guys take the field tomorrow night for the first time and hearing about a Concordia W as the schedule is it's a daunting one, as you guys have. It's always daunting because your schedule is tough. Your league is tough. And I know you're looking forward to those challenges later on in the year. But in the meantime, Davenport's up first tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, out in Grand Rapids. Good luck to you and the Cardinals, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ira.
Thanks to Andrew Rohde, offensive coordinator for the Concordia Cardinals football team here on the show. And as we said, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, the season debut of the 2017 Concordia Cardinals. We'll get to Lonnie Priest, athletic director, on the other side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.